start the new year this week. We've been talking about different steps we can take in terms of following the Lord. And in Luke chapter 14, verse 28, Jesus uses a metaphor, the picture of someone building a tower. And he says, before the tower is built, there's going to be plans. You're going to count the cost to see if you have enough supplies so you don't just lay the foundation, but you finish it. And the tie-in is in following Jesus, don't just start it, but finish it. Count the cost of being his disciple. So what does it look like to follow him during the week? And I encourage you to do something very tangible as you start the new year. I wrote out just 7 days of the week and all the hours, and I started to fill in what I think would be the very best for my schedule. And down to some details, maybe on a level I haven't covered before. And I'm not saying you have to do it just like that, but I'm surprised how much time for myself and for you as well can just get spent on things that we would say are secondary or tertiary or, you know, not as important, peripheral stuff. And so there's lots of stuff that wants to eat up the time in our schedule. So I encourage you to start with, what are your priorities? What is God having you to focus on in this season? And then give them sufficient time because they really need that time. Guard it in your schedule and then see what you have left and you can put the other stuff in there. But it might be helpful, you don't have to be over rigid, but to actually put it on a calendar, see where your time goes, maybe keep track for a week where your time's going. And then is that where you want it to be going? And ultimately, is that where God wants it to be going? It's a great practical thing as we think about following Jesus and serving him with the time he's given us.